Over the next month, 350 employees will be laid off from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. Most of them work in clinical support, administration, and management.
With automation, improved process design, as has happened in every other industry in America, you can do this.
Dr. John McConnell is the chief executive officer. He says the job cuts are part of a restructuring effort that started in 2012 to close the gap between growing expenses and declining reimbursement from federal and state health insurance and other revenue sources.
The net result of the Affordable Care Act is actually a substantial reduction in reimbursement for the services we provide. Between 2011 and projecting out to 2016, you're looking at as much as a 10 to 15% reduction in revenue. And then, of course, on top of that, you've got normal inflation. That's a pretty big gap over a roughly five-year period.
According to Dr. McConnell, no doctors or nurses who provide direct patient care are being released. The medical center employs more than 14,000 faculty and staff at all of its locations. This is the second round of job cuts across the Baptist system. Last November, 420 employees were let go, while 530 positions were allowed to stay vacant. According to Dr. McConnell, despite the job cuts, the medical center is using automation and other innovative procedures to streamline several operations in order to ensure quality medical care is provided, in addition to offering new services.
We're actually expanding outpatient programs and research programs, and even with this reduction, we still have several hundred vacancies in the medical center in high-priority areas that need to be filled.
Employees being released will get some health benefits, a severance package based on their years of service, and the medical center is helping some gain employment at other area medical facilities. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD.